although I had no idea that I would become professional photographer in the future, I love taking photographs.
Richard Horowitz says it wasn't easy being a budding photographer in post-war Poland. Film was hard to get.
Some better film I managed to gather from some of my friends who were studying film, and they had, you know, film in bulk used for motion picture camera. So, you know, I would cut it into pieces.
He would use that film to take pictures of the underground jazz scene in Krakow.
Most of the subjects of my photographs were my friends, jazz musicians, were following music and waiting and praying that one of those days a true American jazz artist will come and visit us. So when we found out in 1958 that the Dave Brubeck Quartet was arriving in Krakow, we were just so elated.
Brubeck was traveling not only with his band, but with his wife and two sons. And Horowitz says the pianist was anxious.
He was really petrified because he didn't know. It was his first trip behind the Iron Curtain. But once he met all of us, all those, you know, jazz aficionados, you know, he knew that he was in the right place.
Horowitz captured on film Dave Brubeck and his band, saxophonist Paul Desmond, bassist Eugene Wright, and drummer Joe Morello. Soon Horowitz was on his way to New York City to study art. In the U.S., he would have a chance again to photograph the young Polish jazz musicians who were his friends back in Krakow.
Newport Jazz Festival invited a group of Polish musicians, a quintet that was all my friends, all five of them. So when they arrived in New York, you know, we spent, you know, lots of time together, and then I decided to follow them to Newport.
At the Newport Jazz Festival, Horowitz photographed not only his friends, but many of the greatest musicians in jazz, trumpeter Louis Armstrong, pianist and bandleader Count Basie, saxophonist Sonny Rollins, and composer Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
I was at one of the Ellington concerts here, and they were obviously very tired. And during the break, most of them fell asleep on the stage, you know.
Richard Horowitz's photos have been collected in the book All That Jazz. 50 years after traveling to Poland, Dave Brubeck saw the photos Horowitz had taken. Brubeck, who died in 2012, wrote the photos captured the enthusiasm and warmth they felt from audiences all over Poland. It was an enthusiasm that would have consequences.
Partially because of the influx of jazz and later on rock and roll and pop, it brought, you know, young people together, and it initiated this motion of tearing down the walls.
For VOA News, I'm Eric Felton.